Parsha Bo. In this parsha, God brings the final three plagues on the Egyptians: locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn. The Israelites leave Egypt and receive the commandment to observe Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and to also consecrate the firstborn. We see this in Luke chapter 2, where Mary and Joseph are consecrating Yeshua at the temple, among many other commandments that they follow. Now, going through this, two things come out for me anyway. First, I'm so glad that this year, Passover, Sam and Heather are going to be here. Yay! Last year was a stretch, but we had a great time. Absolutely. The second thing that jumps out at me during this whole passage, and the passage of all the plagues, is Pharaoh's attitude. You would think that you saw all these miraculous signs and wonders, you would immediately straighten up. You would think so. You would also think that if you had the presence of God before you in a pillar of fire and smoke, that you would obey. They didn't. I would like to think so, that I would. However, I think Pharaoh, this is just my opinion, it's just coming from me. If I'm wrong, Sam will jump up and... I think Pharaoh, you have to remember, Pharaoh was considered a god with a little g. And I think in his mind, he didn't have a choice but to try to fight. Because if he gave up immediately, what was that saying about him? Just something to think about. Throughout this account, we read how Pharaoh hardened his own heart through these plagues. But here, we read that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, if we read through the account, again, Pharaoh is doing this on his own. But later, we notice that God hardens his heart. Now, what does that really mean? Didn't Pharaoh have a choice in the matter? Yes, I think he did. What God was doing was confirming Pharaoh's choice. He was just agreeing with the choice that Pharaoh had made. So God did not force him into anything. He had a choice up until the end. God merely confirmed the choice. Now, why is this? Why did this happen? Well, God answers that question very simply. He answers it in Exodus 9, verse 16, and Romans 9, 17. I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. God raised up Pharaoh for this very purpose in order to promote his own glory. God does not directly harden anybody's heart contrary to their own free choice. He only confirms that choice. God, in his omniscience, foreknew what Pharaoh would do and how he would respond. And he used it to accomplish his purpose. God ordained the means of Pharaoh's free but stubborn action. Now, some will take this to an extreme. This has always been an argument in the body of Christ. If he already knows what I'm going to do, then why bother? If he already knows I'm going to fail, why bother? Why should we pray? He already knows what we need. Let's not take that to an extreme. Our prayers are an acknowledgement of our dependence on him. And that alone is reason enough to pray without ceasing. When we try to understand an infinite God with a finite mind, it becomes even more frustrating and confusing. Why do we make it so difficult? Just because we know that the sun is going to come up tomorrow does not cause it to come up. Agreed? The same with God. Just because he knows what you're going to do doesn't mean that he caused you to do it. It's your choice. He resides out of time as we know it. And as far as he's concerned, it's already done. It's a done deal. And we're there. Doesn't seem like it, but in his mind, it is. When we fail, we need to ask for forgiveness and move on. But don't fall into the trap of thinking that our failings don't matter because God already knew we would fail. Shabbat Shalom.